Segment 3. Here we will look at a short timeline summary from the time of the separation from the apes in the rainforest till moving to the savanna and human brain growth. If we are to consider our current eating habits without examining human history from the beginnings of mankind, we are doing great injustice to the subject. It is like looking for a solution for a problem without using the vast information we have collected throughout our lifetime. We would certainly not find the best solution for our problems under such circumstances. This is what fueled my research into human evolution from the beginnings of mankind. I wanted to find real answers and not blindly accept what the often biased information available. I wanted to combine information from all of the sciences to get the whole and true picture for our best health and dietary choices. Looking at our family tree, we can see the emergence of modern humans evolved from a distinct species of great apes 8 million years ago. The earliest fossils that have been argued to belong to the human lineage, called hominins, after the split from the apes, belong to an extinct species which dates back to 6 million years ago. The fossil skull shows that the brain size was only about 350 cc in volume, similar to the brain size of gorillas and much smaller than an average modern human brain of 1200 cc. While still living in the forest, hominins became bipedal, walking on two limbs, which offered them an advantage in long-distance travel between tree clusters. This is likely to have helped them in finding more food resources in the forests. About 4 million years ago, we see the emergence of the next ancestor in the hominin lineage. They were fundamentally bipedal and excellent long-distance walkers, and they had still the brain size of gorillas. About 2.7 million years ago, the Earth climate changed and we entered the Ice Age. A series of freezing glacial events separated by interglacial periods of warmer temperatures. One major consequence of the Ice Age was that the North African tropical rainforest, where the early human ancestors and gorillas were living, began to recede, and it was replaced by open grasslands known as the savanna. It is at this point that hominins and apes parted. Due to the hominin ability to walk on two limbs, they had the necessary capabilities to leave the receding rainforest for the growing savannas. Gorillas remained in the shrinking rainforest where they still live till this day. On the savanna, hominins needed to change their dietary practices. Herbaceous leaves that were plentiful in the forest were sparse on the savanna, forcing hominins to start feeding on different foods. During the next few centuries, we observe a steady process of brain growth begin. We see this in the next early human ancestor called Homo habilis, whose brain was on average 50% larger than his predecessor. Homo habilis also began shedding their hair, making them bare-skinned in comparison to the apes. This helped them disperse excess heat through sweating, giving them an edge in the hot savanna. The larger brain and the more advanced skills allowed Homo habilis to thrive in the hostile environment on the savanna, previously too daunting for primates. Homo habilis had a tooth and jaw size closely resembling that of modern humans, and their fossils show that their digestive tract grew smaller, suggesting that whatever Homo habilis consumed 1.9 million years ago is what our bodies are still designed to consume till this day. So what did Homo habilis eat? Very good question. We see that hominin brains became larger upon leaving the rainforest, and a large brain requires more energy to fuel it. The brain is an incredibly expensive organ in terms of energy consumption. It uses 20% of our basal metabolic rate, which is the rate of energy expenditure at rest whilst being physically and psychologically undisturbed and in normal environmental conditions. Brain tissue requires 22 times the energy of skeletal muscle. Therefore, the larger brain required a regular, high-energy, dense food source to supply its growth under natural selection. But what was this food that allowed for such major growth spurt for our brain? Well, during this time that hominins left the forest and encountered these food resources, they also formed duplicates of the salivary amylase gene, responsible for making salivary amylase enzyme, which helps break down carbohydrates, allowing us to benefit from starch in a more nutritious way. A research team led by anthropologist Nathaniel Dominey showed that humans who were avid eaters of carbohydrates have more copies of the salivary amylase gene than do other primates. Extra copies of this gene help us break down starches more easily. The research found that humans have anywhere between 4 and 15 copies of the salivary amylase gene. And chimpanzees, which are humans' closest relatives and feed mostly on fruit, have only 2 copies of this gene and very low enzyme levels. Duplicates of this enzyme allowed early humans to metabolize starches much more readily than gorillas could, already in the mouth, allowing for a smaller gut. When the gut becomes smaller through evolution, the high levels of energy it previously required could now be transferred to the brain, because hominin survival at the time depended on our cleverness. They needed to think and develop better ways to adapt and survive in the harsher environmental conditions they confronted in the savanna during the Ice Age. So to summarize, there were 3 major genetic changes that made us humans and set us apart from the apes. We became bipedal, allowing us to leave the rainforests when they began to recede at the dawn of the Ice Age. We lost our hair, making us more able to sweat off excess heat, which was important because there was less shade available on the savanna than found in the rainforests. And we made duplicates of the salivary amylase enzyme, which made us more able to consume carbohydrates and allowed us to our digestive system to become smaller, while allowing our brains to grow bigger, making us, over time, smarter and more clever and the most clever species on Earth, allowing us to become nomadic and survive. So see you in the next lesson, where we will go over what this magical food was that supported our brain growth, our health, and our survival.